You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, coming up on March 24th down at Kerner Hall, the Canadian Chinese Society for the Arts is presenting a concert, their winter waltz concert, saying goodbye, as it were, to winter and hello to spring. And the featured soloist is violinist Angel Wang, the CCSA's founder and principal artist, and she joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gene, Mike.
I'm curious about, can you give us a bit of background on the, because you're a founder of the Canadian Chinese Society for the Arts.
Yes, actually we started 4 years ago, and the organization called the Canadian Chinese Society for the Arts.
Right.
And we just want to bring Western Europe art music and the Chinese classical music together to bring out West and the East meet, kind of idea to let the people enjoy our diversity of the music in the program.
Right.
Well, speaking of the program, let's talk about it. Today's Vivaldi's birthday, and you're going to be playing some Vivaldi.
Yes, I am going to play the winter.
That's wonderful. And what else is on the program?
I'm doing quite a few pieces of the solo violin pieces. Playing Zugernweisen and Galloping Horse. This is actually an Erhu piece. And I just took over the music I tried on violin. We already performed in Beijing, which I was invited by the Chinese government for meeting in Beijing International Music Festival 2019 in May. They got very well.
Very, very well.
Now, tell me about a bit about your orchestra. How did it come together? And did you audition people, or did you just bring people in that you knew, or how did that work?
That was quite interesting, actually. Since 2015, and several of us, you know, my organization founders, the directors, we're sitting together, we're thinking about, you know, create an orchestra, you know, to promote, you know, some music, Western music, Chinese classical music, let people know more about it. Western people know more about the Chinese music, you know, Chinese people know about more classical, traditional, you know, typical, beautiful pieces. Then, so we started the orchestra. You know, I have a very good friend of mine, and his name is Claudio Vena. Now he's the conductor of the orchestra. So I was talking to him about the idea. I want to, you know, just have an orchestra, you know, start doing concerts. And he's very, very happy and passionate about it. So we start, you know, gather people together, and some of the finest musicians around.
Fantastic.
So 2017 is our first major concert in Western Recital Hall. It turns out it's just amazing, strong feedback.
So congratulations.
So keep going. Thank you.
I would think that you're the perfect kind of person to bring these two cultures together, because I mean, looking at your resume, I mean, you've done like pop tours with Richard Clayderman. You've done musicals. You're on the staff of the Royal Conservatory.
I mean,
it seems to me you love all kinds of music.
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. And the program, we are just always try to bring all different kinds of music in. So we separate in three parts in general. First concert, I remember the name is called From Vienna to Beijing to Hollywood. So it means, you know, Vienna, of course, I want to play some classical music pieces. And then the Beijing, obviously, I want to present some Chinese classical music. And then like Butterflies Violin Concerto, which is very well known. And Hollywood, you know, we have Godfather and all kinds
you
of,
you name it,
all kinds of fun themes from the movies, you know, musicals and stuff like that.
Now, I also understand that you teach at the Royal Conservatory of Music.
How
on earth do you find time to do that with all that you do as a soloist?
You're not the only person asked me for that question many times. I also running a home studio as well.
Sleep?
Hopefully, sometime I get enough sleep to running the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how do you coordinate it all? And how many students do you have?
I have quite a few numbers in my studio in the conservatory. I also have my home studio. I also doing other concerts, whatever the time left for the day.
Right.
So
right.
I can manage. But this orchestra, CCS Orchestra, has been, you know, my passion. I spend a lot of time and energy for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we produced 5 major concerts
mm-hmm.
and since 2017.
Uh-huh.
And the feedback is very positive.
It's wonderful.
So going forward with the CCSA, mm-hmm. I mean, do you plan bigger? I mean, you know, I don't want you to give me all your details and dreams, but are you planning for bigger and better things?
Yes, actually, we basically want to keep this concept and keep going. And
sure.
also we want to do more concerts
mm-hmm.
in North America. For example, if able to, I'd love to bring the orchestra to a North American tour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I already went to China. So like from the Hollywood to Beijing to, sorry, from Vienna to Beijing to Hollywood, we want to travel whatever we
That's great.
Play.
Sure, sure.
Real, yeah. real ambassadors.
Yes.
That's now, fantastic.
Also on the concert is tenor Adam Luther. He's going to sing some Rigoletto.
Yes,
wow.
yes.
Wow. How did you run into Adam? What made you think of him to come on your concert?
Actually, we have a team.
Yes.
Committee, and we always sit down and carefully select a certain
okay.
piece of music to match with this theme.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But this time, the concert is called the Winter Waltz
yes.
concert, because 2015, actually, myself, physically, I was in the Golden Hall in Vienna
mm.
to watch the Vienna New Year's concert.
Oh, wow,
it
yeah.
gave me a lot,
That's
you know.
Wonderful.
You know, enthusiasm, you know,
sure.
to bring some themes, some of the great memories
mm-hmm.
into my concerts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this time, the body of the concerts is we play quite a few numbers of the waltz music.
Yes.
Which is very classy, beautiful, and,
uh-huh.
you know, grand, you know, uh-huh. something like that.
Uh-huh.
And we also, the concert, the music, of course, is the heart of our show.
Sure.
But stage affecting everything, the setup
of
is
course.
Amazing.
Of course.
We have surrounding LED
yes.
setup.
Oh, yes.
We have 3D lightning, you know, uh-huh. coordinated with different pieces. For example, I'm going to play this piece, Galloping Horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
So on the screen, on the LED screen, you will see thousands of
oh, wow.
horses racing,
great.
You know, it's just visually and give you a lot.
And
you
plus,
know.
You're in like the best hall in town.
Yes.
You are. Congratulations.
Yes, yes.
That's great. That's
I'm
wonderful.
I'm so honored. I'm so happy and so looking forward to
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
yes.
I bet
yes.
you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I want to wish you nothing
yes.
but continued success for
so
the
I.
organization and for this particular concert. Thank you so much for coming in
Thank
today.
You for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been speaking to violinist Angel Wang. She is the founder and principal artist of the Canadian Chinese Society for the Arts. And she's also the violin soloist on their next program, their Winter Waltz Concert, which is happening March 24th, 7:30 p.m. at Kerner Hall. I urge you to get tickets for this because it sounds like a very fun program. Go to rcmusic.com.